Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On the campus of UCLA right now, a warning from the Los Angeles Police Department.
I'm Captain Kaylee Gibson, the police captain for the University of California, Los Angeles. I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
Police with shields and batons lined up opposite students who have set up a pro-Palestinian encampment. They were given a deadline of this morning to leave, but they are still there. It's part of a growing crackdown on college campuses' protests over the war in Gaza. Police in Mount Orb, Wisconsin, not far from Madison, shot and killed a student who they say had a gun outside a middle school. Attorney General Josh Call says the security system prevented him from entering.
The physical security of the school appears to have played a role.
A six-week abortion ban is now in place in the state of Florida. Meantime, in Arizona, lawmakers have repealed a near-total ban that was reinstated by the state Supreme Court. The Arizona governor says she will sign the repeal quickly. This is ABC News. A seriously close call for a driver in Washington state.
Even the steering wheel even bent from the impact.
A Washington man is sharing his story of survival after a steel beam came crashing through his windshield as he was driving down the highway, missing him by just inches.
Seriously, I thought I was dead.
Gregory Sannon was headed to work north of Seattle when police say a man was seen throwing debris off an overpass.
He hit the car so hard, but I think he didn't hit me. He hit the steering wheel.
Authorities don't know where that steel beam came from, as there are no construction sites in the immediate area.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. Federal officials now say tests of ground beef for the bird flu have come back negative. The tests were ordered after fragments of the bird flu virus showed up in milk. And Airbnb wants to put you in some iconic places. The company announcing a new promotion it calls Icons, offering a chance to win a stay in places like a home modeled after the house in the Disney movie Up, or spending the night in the Ferrari Museum. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
In sports, we take a look at that courtesy of the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Well, the Brewers had a daytime game yesterday, and they came out and really played with flying colors there. A 7-1 victory over Tampa Bay yesterday. Willie Adames homered twice with four RBIs, and Colin Ray pitched six scoreless innings, leading the crew over the Rays by a final of 7-1. It was the finale of a three-game series. Milwaukee gets set for action coming up this weekend. The Brewers are off today. Detroit was a winner against St. Louis 4-1. Oakland 4-0 over Pittsburgh. Atlanta 5, Seattle 2. Philadelphia 2-1 over the Angels. Boston 6, San Francisco 2. Washington 1-0 over Texas. In the National League, San Diego 6, Cincinnati 2. Miami 4, Colorado 1. The Cubs 1-0 over the Mets. And the Dodgers 8-0 over Arizona. In the American League, Minnesota 10, the White Sox 5, Kansas City 6, Toronto 1, the Yankees 2-0 over Baltimore, Cleveland 3, and Houston 2 in Major League Baseball. The Bucks return to action tonight again with their back against the wall. They'll be taking on Indiana in Indiana and down 3-2. Last night of the NBA, Boston 118, Miami 84, Dallas 123, the Clippers 93, and in the NHL playoffs, Dallas 3-2 over Vegas and Edmonton beat Los Angeles 4-3.
The care our patients receive at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is our number one priority. That's why we're proud to be among the hospitals recently recognized by the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association for our excellence in implementing the Get With the Guidelines program. Our teams have been recognized for adhering to evidence-based protocols for stroke care. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms today. A few storms could be strong this afternoon. A high of 67. East to south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and thunderstorms ending by late evening tonight. A low of 48. Mostly sunny and mild Friday and 72. In Richland Center, the forecasted high yesterday, right on the money, 71 degrees. Overnight, a little bit of light rain since midnight, a trace of precipitation here at the studios, and some light rain off and on this morning. We're up to 58 degrees after a low of 54. Today is Thursday, May 2nd.
I didn't want to see, they brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours. Like I'm happier now, but all of my friends know that ain't the truth. And lately life's been good to me. Mama's healthy and I'm helping out the whole family. A lot of people know my name, I made a little change. But that don't mean nothing. Cause now I'm in this cold bright light. And this don't even feel like life. Cause I don't have the only.
Zimmerman on WRCO and religiously. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, Phil Nee with you, holding down the fort today here. A few sprinkles out there, and maybe we'll wash the dust off the vibe a little bit today. That could happen. Hopefully it doesn't knock any of the rust off, but we're doing all right there, vibe-wise. Somebody asked me about that the other day, and I said, well, we're getting close to being able to put collector plates on the vibe, but because it'll be 20 years old next year. But I think there are some restrictions, aren't there, on mileage or when you can use it. And the Vibe is it's an everyday runner. You know, it's like the Mighty Alice. You know, it's like an everyday runner. Just go do your chores. Happy birthday today to singer-songwriter Larry Gatlin. He turns 76 today on the 2nd of May.
He thinks he'll be the one to walk her to his room. But for all of his scheming, he's only dreaming. He might as well be gone, because she's got her eyes on the dance floor. She's made up her mind, and the lady takes the Cause she's just dying to do the Texas two-step. And she just can't wait to strut her stuff, dance to the Cotton Eye Joe. So she's gonna dance till the band stops playing at 2 in the morning, and still have time for one beer before she goes home with her two-step cowboy. She'll have time for one beer.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
I told you I was getting tougher, told you I wouldn't suffer, told you I wouldn't be lonely long, crying for you. Got a new man, shaking the walls like only he can. And let me tell ya, I'm a big fan. He's helping me through this legend, though it's long overdue. Me and Johnny Cash and a bottle of wine, burning up some old love letters tonight. Goodbye lies, goodbye blue. Life's too short to keep missing you. Don't tell me what will happen in this rowdy crowd. I'ma get drunk.
Rainy Qualley on WRCO, me and Johnny Cash. Good morning. Getting set for today in southwest Wisconsin. A lost and found item found a male German short-haired dog without a collar found in the area of North Congress Street in Richland Center. The number to call, 608-475-9954.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Hello, my name is Adeline Wirtz, and I am a 7th grade student at St. Mary's School. Today, my friend from the 3K program, Clara, and I are going to tell you about our upcoming Walk for Virtues. Clara, are you excited about our Walk for Virtues?
Yes, of course.
Me too. This event is always such a fun time for all the students and people involved, and it's for a great cause. We will be walking 10 miles on Friday, May 3rd, starting at 9 a.m. The walk is a great way to bond with fellow classmates, family members, and people from the community. Clara, are you excited to create memories with your first Walk for Virtues?
Yes, I love my school.
That's good to hear. This event is our major fundraiser for St. Mary's School, and we are hoping to raise $20,000 to make improvements to our school. If you would like to help us in any way, please call the school office at 647-2422. Thanks for your support.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your family. But what happens if you're unable to work due to illness or injury? Hi, this is Ryan at State Farm in Richland Center. With a disability policy, you receive monthly benefits that will help pay your basic monthly expenses, such as the rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, or other bills. Let's talk about putting a plan in place now that can help protect your income, your way of life, your financial future. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen, State Farm is there.
6:18, good morning on a Thursday. News, weather, and sports coming up today at 6:30 as well. And regular features, we do have a high school event scheduled for today, but as many days in the spring go, it's kind of up in the air, literally. That rain comes down out of the air, and then we'll see. But we've had a little bit this morning. Some areas not too far away saying they've had some fairly heavy rain at times as we head toward upper 60s a little bit later on today. Yesterday was a spectacular day with a temperature topping out at 71 degrees.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different. A combination of country and community.
I took some time to clear my mind and give myself a change of atmosphere. I had some fun lying in the sun. Daytona's nice this time of year. I saw lovers hand in hand building castles in the sand and doing all the things we did back then. But just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. Back on my mind, time after time, I wonder if this heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. My shell, really doing well. I met someone who thinks the world of me.
talks of rings and whispers loving things. She's everything you'd want a girl to be. But when she holds me tight, the feeling isn't right. It seems as though I'm never gonna win. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. Back on my mind, time after time. I wonder if this heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind again. Back on my mind, time after time. I wonder if this heart will ever mend. 'Cause just when I think I'm through loving you, you're back on my mind.
Heartfelt congratulations to the graduating seniors of Kickapoo High School for your well-deserved success and accomplishments. Wishing you all success from Town & Country TV & Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, Pratt Funeral & Cremation Service, Boscobel & Center Pharmacies, and the People's Community Bank.
Dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. A little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check, a six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around, little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
Alan Jackson on the radio. It's all right to be a little bitty. We'll have an update on news coming up in a bit from WRCO Radio today. And it's starting to rain a little bit harder. Some rain and 56 degrees today.
I dug a hole about 6 feet deep. Made sure that you don't ever come back. I burned your clothes and tossed your keys. Made sure that you don't ever come back.
always been a sucker for a rebel. I've always been drawn to the bad. Boy, I always knew that you were trouble. But this kind of trouble you can't pay back. I'm tired of cleaning up your empty bottles and bailing your ass out of jail. Tired of hearing about you causing problems for me and everyone else. This is the last time I say goodbye. You're cheating, or you're lying, and you're robbing, and you're stealing. And I know it won't hurt nobody's feelings when I tell them you just disappeared. The same, maybe he skipped town again. Maybe he's running around again. Or maybe he got what was coming to him. But only I know. Oh, I know. Cause I dug a hole about 6 feet deep. Make sure that you don't ever come back.
Lainey Gardner on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Thursday morning, the 2nd of May, a little bit of rain to make the mushrooms grow today, perhaps. We're up one from the overnight low. Currently, it is 55 degrees.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. Time for a 6:30 update sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Occasional showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 67. Rain ending late tonight, a low of 48. So far, 4/100ths of an inch of rain at the WRCO studios, and it is 55 degrees.
Hi, this is Andrea. Don't miss the A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet Mega Clearance Event Sidewalk Sale. This Thursday, 9 to 5, Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're cleaning house to make room for more new items. Our sidewalk sale items are all cash and carry. New items continually being added to clear out storage rooms. Items included and not limited to home decor, pillows, kids, seasonal, bedding, candles, lamps, dishes, clothing, pet, etc. Don't forget to grab flowers too from Amy at Bindle Tire and Auto across the street. Amy donates all the proceeds to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, a nonprofit helping all local area cancer patients. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Police shot and killed a student outside of Mount Horeb Schools Wednesday after receiving a report of someone with a weapon, the state's attorney general said in the first law enforcement briefing on gunshots that sent children fleeing and prompted an hours-long lockdown of local schools. Authorities had previously said an active shooter who never got inside the building was neutralized outside Mount Horeb Middle School. State Attorney General Josh Call told reporters last night no one else was harmed and that an investigation is ongoing. This incident took place outdoors. The subject in the case never gained entry, he said. Authorities described the student as a juvenile male, but didn't provide an age or indicate which of the Mount Horeb District schools he attended. Call declined to answer several questions about what happened once police responded, including whether the student had fired a weapon, what type of weapon he had, and whether he tried to get inside the school. Authorities said multiple Mount Horeb officers wearing body cameras had fired weapons, but they did not say how many. Police remained on the scene hours afterward while students were kept locked down in buildings late into the afternoon and early evening before slowly being released to relatives. For panicked kids and their terrified parents, it was an anxious, unsettling wait. Parents described children hiding in closets, afraid to communicate on cell phones, and one middle schooler said his class initially fled the school gym on inline skates. The district used Facebook posts throughout the day to give updates, with the earliest around 11:30 a.m., reporting all district schools were on lockdown. Authorities in Mount Horeb said the alleged assailant was the only person harmed, and witnesses described hearing gunshots and seeing dozens of children running. One middle schooler said his class was in the school gym practicing inline skating when they heard gunshots. Max Kelly, age 12, said his teacher told the class to flee. He said they skated to a street, ditched their inline skates, and ran to a nearby convenience store and gas station and hid in a bathroom. Kelly, shoeless, was reunited with his parents and sat on a hillside with them waiting for other siblings to be released. Mount Horeb Area School District Superintendent Steve Salerno suggested that without recent security upgrades, this could have been a far worse tragedy. He said students immediately told school staff about seeing someone suspicious outside the building, but did not elaborate. It's an experience that you just pray to God every day that you just don't ever have to enter into, Salerno told reporters. Rob Chappell is executive editor of news site Madison 365 and a Mount Horeb Schools parent.
What we've heard from a few students who were able to flee the school, a fellow student was attempting to breach the school. He was banging the butt of a gun on a window and was unable to break the window and then began to fire at the window and then was engaged by a school resource officer.
More is expected to be released today as officials continue that investigation in Mount Horeb. A chaotic confrontation between protesters and police at the University of Wisconsin-Madison on Wednesday morning.
After repeated warnings that the tents were there illegally, UW-Madison police and other law enforcement agencies, including the State Patrol, moved onto the Library Mall and forcibly took down an encampment set up by anti-war, pro-Palestinian protesters. Social media posts showed several people taken to the ground and handcuffed. At least one faculty member was injured. UW police said numerous arrests were made and four people booked into the Dane County Jail, and four officers were injured. More tents went up after police left the area. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The second annual You Matter Mental Health Awareness 5K will be held Saturday at the Youth and Ag Building at the Grant County Fairgrounds in Lancaster. Check-in will be held from 8 until 9. There will be a ceremony at 9 with the 5K beginning at 9:45. Cost to participate is $30. Pre-register online at eventbrite.com or at the event. The day will also include a silent auction. A new report says the average teacher pay in Wisconsin grew 3% last year, and in tandem with that, the average starting salary also rose by 3%, making for an average salary of just over $62,000 and the cost of living at $60,000. While the mild winter may be in the rearview mirror, some birds are running into trouble now, suffering a surge of illness. The Northwoods Wildlife Center in Minocqua says they're seeing cases of salmonella or E. coli in songbirds, and this is because of the milder winter creating a spike in cases. Consumer groups accuse big grocery retailers of price gouging. Angela Huffman is the president of the nonprofit group Farm Action.
It's one thing to raise your prices to cover higher expenses, but what these companies did is use the pandemic as an excuse to exploit the American people who needed to put food on their tables. And the FTC report shows that they're still doing it.
A Federal Trade Commission report says big grocery chains are making record profits. That report finds retailer profits rose to 7% in 2023 compared to 5.6% in 2015. Huffman wants the feds to take antitrust action.
That would be the ideal outcome, is to take away their excessive power. But other than that, these companies can be fined for this kind of price gouging, and that's another action we would support. There needs to be some kinds of consequences.
The report recommends a closer look, but doesn't propose any specific solutions.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
It's a rainy one for today. Cloudy, occasional showers and thunderstorms. A few storms could be strong this afternoon. A high of 67. East to southeast winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and thunderstorms ending by late tonight. Partial clearing later on and a low of 48. And Friday sounds nice, mostly sunny and mild with a high of 72. Right now, rain continues 4/100ths of an inch here at the WRCO studios, and we're at 55 degrees.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Baskerville. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Sports Time today is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living, and by Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Well, the high school sports schedule could be in a little bit of confusion today. We'll see if it happens with some rain in the forecast and continuing. And the Brewers had a nice win yesterday.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Today's high school sports schedule includes baseball in the Ridge and Valley, baseball and softball at Ithaca. DeSoto plays the Bulldogs, Weston at Wazika Steuben, and Kickapoo at Seneca. There's track action tonight at Southwestern for a few area Southwest Wisconsin teams, including Riverdale. Richland Center's soccer team is at Platteville-Lancaster on the schedule, and the Richland Center softball team travels to Lancaster. River Valley with soccer action at Lakeside Lutheran, and the River Valley softball team is scheduled for a rematch with Dodgeville. River Valley coach Jane Briel says her team has been making improvements despite being young.
Defensively, we know that we've got to continue to work, and that is made. We've made improvements there. We just need to make more, and they're working on it. You know, they're persevering and making sure that they continue to work there. But I think it's scoring runs, you know, getting hits with hitters and or runners in scoring position is something that the kids have worked hard on as well. And that's probably the most improvement that we've made all year.
River Valley at Dodgeville on the schedule for tonight in softball. Last night, Fenimore defeated Riverdale 11-1, a game that was moved from tonight to last night to make sure to get it in. Willie Adames homered twice with four RBIs, and Colin Ray pitched six scoreless innings to lead the Milwaukee Brewers over the Tampa Bay Rays 7-1 in the finale of a contentious three-game series. It was Adams hitting a solo home run in the third off Zach Eflin and a three-run drive in the seventh against Erasmo Ramirez for his fifth big league two-home run game. Milwaukee reliever Abner Uribe was suspended for six games and starter Freddy Peralta for five for their roles in a brawl during a Brewer game against the Rays. Tampa Bay outfielder Jose Siri was suspended for three games, a penalty later cut to two, and Milwaukee manager Pat Murphy for two. The suspensions were issued by Mike Hill, Major League Baseball's senior vice president for on-field operations. All four were also fined. Murphy started his suspension when associate manager Ricky Weeks led the team against the Rays, and Siri also began his penalty phase. Elsewhere yesterday in interleague play, Detroit 4-1 over St. Louis. Oakland 4, Pittsburgh nothing. Atlanta beat Seattle 5-2. Philadelphia 2-1 over the LA Angels. Boston 6, San Francisco 2. Washington 1-0 over Texas. In the National League, San Diego 6-2 over Cincinnati. Miami 4, Colorado 1. The Cubs 1, the Mets nothing. Dodgers 8-0 over Arizona. In the American League, Minnesota 10-5 over the White Sox, Kansas City 6, Toronto 1, the Yankees 2-0 over Baltimore, and Cleveland beat Houston. Final score was 3-2. The Bucks will try to stay alive with another elimination game tonight in the NBA playoffs there in Indiana. 5:30 for the tip-off time. That's 5 o'clock. You can hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450 with that pregame show leading toward tip-off time again at 5:30. New York plays at Philadelphia later on tonight in the next round of action. Jaylen Brown and Derek White each scored 25 points, and Boston advanced to the Eastern Conference semifinals, beating the shorthanded Miami Heat 118-84 in Game 5 on Wednesday night. Elsewhere, it was the Dallas Mavericks with a 123-93 victory over the Los Angeles Clippers in Game 5 and a 3-2 lead in the first round series. From the NHL playoffs, Dallas 3-2 over Vegas, and Edmonton was a winner 4-3 over Los Angeles. Well, EA Sports and college football, the beloved video game, is back. Gamers' appetites for immersive sports video games have not changed much since the heyday of EA Sports college football. EA Sports announced in 2021 it would be rebooting the game with college athletes receiving the go-ahead to profit from their brand. The developer will seek to differentiate its game from other offerings in the market. Sports franchises that have had the advantage of time to evolve, and together they are again after after 11 years following lawsuits over using players' likenesses without compensation froze the franchise. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
To the seniors of Dodgeville High School, congratulations on your graduation. Your achievements are truly commendable. Wishing you all the best from WCCU, Julie Karen State Farm, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and Southwest Technical College.
Off on Martinique Bay. It's not that I'm not interested, you see. Augusta, Georgia is just no place to be.
I think Jamaican in the moonlight. Sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Talking, mama, I can hear your voice, it tickles down inside of my ear. I feel a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer.
I think Jamaican in the moonlight, sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Voila, an American dream. Well, we can travel, girl, without any means.
When it's as easy as closing your eyes and dream Jamaica is a big neon sign.
Falling down. I think a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer. And
voila, an American dream. Yeah, we can travel, girl, without any means. When it's as easy as closing your eyes and dream Jamaica is a big neon sign. Just think Jamaica. She's drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. Split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
dealing with time. Fast ain't fast enough, and slow, slowly creeps on by. I check my watch, ain't a minute gone by. Got me here at 9, I'm just praying hard for 5. Those work like hands can't tick tock fast enough. Till I get home, where I wanna time up. I just wanna hold you every day, love you every moment, kiss you every minute, spend my time.
Turner on WRCO Radio, and love ain't got no time to waste. Well, it looks like Henry and Joanne have tromped in through the muddy puddles today, and here we are with a little bit of rain and 54 degrees today, Thursday, May 2nd. We're at 7 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Now through Saturday, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale, and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus, on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either of Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Looking for great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Join them for their 13-gallon bigger bag sale from May 15th to the 18th. Fill your bigger bag with clothing for a donation of only $10. They're open Wednesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. When you shop with them, you're supporting our local community. Your donations and purchases help other nonprofit organizations thrive. Come shop with them at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcasts with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Here are a few things to recognize today. It's National Day of Prayer. It's Brothers and Sisters Day and Baby Day. National Day of Reason. It's National Fire Day. It's National Life Insurance and Play Your Ukulele Day today. I've tried, but I can only play Smoke on the Water, and that doesn't sound all that good on a ukulele. Also, the World Tuna Day. It's World Password Day. Passwords drive me crazy, and maybe they do you too, but there's a couple of things that I have where the password resets like every 30 days, and I forget about it, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is wrong password. Oh, wrong password. One more time, you're going to be locked out. And you're thinking, no. Oh, wait a minute. Then you got to change password. Today is National Truffle Day as well. There you go. Something to sink your teeth into and enjoy on this Thursday. I need some comfort food. Could be a rainy day, it sounds like. This is Dylan Girard on FM 100.9.
Roll out, throw a little red on the sleepy town. Booze scooting and running around. Hell yeah, and hammer downs. Cause right now, let's catch a little cut, lose high. Get wild and cross the line. While we got nothing but time.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech and Fenimore.